Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. What would you like to create in your life? Are you interested in having incredible health, or learning to trust your intuition, or finding a purpose in your life? These are things everyone would want, and Aware is committed to bringing you this information to assist you in creating a life you love. We invite you to share in this experience and become more aware. Good afternoon and welcome to Aware. Hi, I'm Lisa Garr. And if you were there last year, you really wouldn't forget this one day last year for one brief moment in time when people around the world stopped, joined together in harmony and in silence, and each country demonstrated the magic of Tai Chi together. I was not there, but it must have been just phenomenal. All people, young and old, from the novice to the master, simultaneously breathing from one posture to the next in movement, while at the same time when the clock struck 10 a.m. around the world, all in the name of peace. This is what we're going to be talking about for the first half of the show today. We're going to be talking about the ultimate free community event of 2001, World Tai Chi Day, which is happening this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Rose Bowl. And this is the deal. Last year, there was about 1,200 people who gathered at the Rose Bowl, and they experienced this feeling, which I think has got to be absolutely phenomenal, when you are standing there in the energy of people participating from 18 countries around the world in the movement of Tai Chi. That energy has got to be incredible. I mean, it has to be beautiful. And just to experience that, even if you don't know anything about Tai Chi, or if you don't know how to do Tai Chi, to experience the energy where everybody is standing in a half circle, thousands of people in a half circle there in the Rose Bowl, just to be in that energy has got to be incredible. One of the quotes that I read from the material, it said, "On this day, more people practice Tai Chi together at one time, more than any other time in history." And it's really, really a wonderfully profound martial art. Tai Chi teaches relaxation of the body and mind, and teaches peace, essentially. And it was this whole entire movement, Tai Chi Day, World Tai Chi Day, was instigated by a man by the name of Bill Douglas. He is a Tai Chi Qigong teacher in Kansas, as a matter of fact, and he's kind of the brains and the muscle behind World Tai Chi Day. His mother and father had passed away together rapidly in succession because of a stress-related illness, and he basically cashed in his retirement, he maxed out his credit cards, and he created a nonprofit web page, which is a media machine. And he created an office, and he donated his time and everything to connect Tai Chi and other internal arts with the world publicly through this website. And so the United Nations World Health Organization decided to create World Tai Chi Day and basically do it the day after the United Nations has named United Nations World Health Day. So Bill Douglas's purpose was to create kind of a global stress releaser, so to speak. And this basically was inspired by this man, you know, out of a desire, out of a need. And his hope was to provide a forum that would unite Tai Chi and other internal arts teachers with the general public to learn about how these tools could be the most powerful. And basically, what we're in the middle of right now is this rapidly changing future, this accelerated time. And there have been research that has shown that Tai Chi it has medical effectiveness, and it shows that these types of mind-body fitness tools are really, really powerful, extremely cost-effective, and they're one of the most powerful approaches that we can use for this rapidly changing future that we're in the middle of. And joining us today to talk about this is Master Marvin Kwan. He has been teaching martial arts for more than 25 years. He has been volunteering his time recently to teach Tai Chi to newcomers in the parks, and I'm very, very pleased to welcome Master Marvin Kwan.
How are you, Lisa?
Hi, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
So glad to have you here. What an event this is. It sounds phenomenal. What was the experience like last year?
Last year, as a matter of fact, Los Angeles has the most people, and we had 1,200 people shows up at the Rose Bowl. And, everybody's very, very enthused about it, and they love it. And the event goes on for all day long.
So it starts at 10 a.m. Now, how does this work, where it's 10 o'clock in the morning across the world?
Yes.
So in some places it's dark out?
The whole world, they're all doing it at the same time. So that means everybody start doing it at 10 o'clock, and since the time is changing around the world, and as the sun, the earth is evolving the sun,
uh-huh.
So therefore it makes Tai Chi like never stop, and somebody is doing Tai Chi on that day.
Beautiful. Oh, that is incredible. So when you experience this energy of being in the middle of this, the Rose Bowl, mm-hmm. with this happening around the world, there's some 18 countries involved?
I think right now it increased to 80 countries.
80, yes. 80, 80, very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is incredible. What is it like?
It's exciting. It's exciting that to see this form of exercise is really finally expanding. As a matter of fact, when Tai Chi was first introduced in China, and it is initially as a martial art, like a fighting art, but yet Yang style Tai Chi trained master Yang Qingfu, and he's the third generation of the Tai Chi Yang style Tai Chi master. And he sees the need of the old people. So he's the first one to come out with what we call the big set of Yang style Tai Chi Chuan, and mainly geared towards the health aspect of the old people. And he makes it simplifies it, and he makes it easier to learn, and so that people could gain the health aspect of the Tai Chi benefit. And after he invented that set, and as a matter of fact, that set is really widely spread all over China for many hundred years. And I think right now it's the world.
Yes, it obviously is. Now, how did this begin? Obviously began from the website. It's www.worldtaichiday.org. Is that
yes.
right? .org?
.org.
Yes. And there's an opportunity on the website to become a participant in terms of bringing your country into it or your school into
yes.
it. Explain how that works.
Well, actually, it's very simple, and this is really for the world. As long as you have the urge to do it and organize it, and you can go to the site, and there will be a step-by-step way that's showing you how to get involved. And those steps are actually very, very simple to follow.
It looked like it was real simple.
Yes.
And the website, I mean, the day, it is a free event.
It is a free event for the public.
And it's sponsored by Cisco Systems, by Pacific Internet, all sorts of incredible places. There's also a number of celebrities that are participating or
yes.
sponsoring the
mm-hmm.
the event. Jewel, Counting Crows, David Bowie, Eurythmics, Meryl Streep, Quincy Jones. These people will
That's right.
are all participating in some way.
Yes.
In what way?
Well, they last year they are there and they're participating with the event, and they are basically people who have practiced Tai Chi and sees the benefit of Tai Chi, and so they are participating in it as participants, celebrity participants for the event.
Wonderful. Well, this is the third year.
This is the third year, yes.
And it's the numbers of attendance have grown by the thousands each year.
Yes. First year we got 500 people, which is in UCLA. And then last year we increased to 1,200. And this year I think we're expecting about 3,000 people, probably double the number.
Uh-huh. I would believe so. I'm going. I'm very excited. Also joining us in studio is Master Wen Mai Yu. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. She is a member of the board of the Committee of World Tai Chi Qigong Day. As a matter of fact, that is the full official title. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And tell us about the benefits that you are expecting. What is this? What are you hoping to accomplish with this day?
Yeah, because I was very, very sick when I was a teenager. And after I used all the medicines, it doesn't work. So then people just tell me, maybe you can practice some Tai Chi or Qigong. It's helped you a lot. But I just tried because I was very young. So when I, after practice Tai Chi and Qigong, gave me a lot of benefit. And I was very healthy, and that's why I become an instructor of Tai Chi and Qigong. So now I'm teaching and training almost 47, 48 years.
Oh, my Lord.
Now I'm 65.
You are. You would not know that.
I am.
That's beautiful.
So now I was, I'm a Chinese because we are Chinese government. Before we talk about, please, everybody try to spread the Tai Chi and the Qigong all over the world. Now, this dream was become too true. That's why it makes me very excited. So I feel very, very happy on this day. So every year I start the first year, the second year, the third year. And the first year and the second year, we are a big demonstration. I demonstration Wu style. I demonstration Yang sword. Everything I demonstrated.
Wu style is from the movie?
No, not
Wu style. What was the movie? What was from the? This is such a terrible question. From the Crouching Tiger movie. What style was that?
They're doing Chan style.
A Chan style.
Yeah.
So lots of different styles will be represented.
Yes.
And they will be demonstrated for us?
Yes. This year, as a matter of fact, is not just like demonstrations, and we will separate the place into different stages, and there will be different masters going on to different stages. While they're doing demonstration, they're also doing teaching. So all the public can go up there and do it with them, ask them questions, and just basically have a day of learning and try to understand what Tai Chi is all about.
Beautiful. I am so impressed by Chinese martial arts, that they're so beautiful because there's so much intention behind them and so much history and so much involvement with the mind body. Yes. And it's beautiful to watch.
Yes, it is.
And respectful. So much respect involved. So I'm very excited about seeing the different types of, first there's going to be great masters there as well as the two of you, and all sorts of different types of arts are going to be demonstrated, as you just said.
Yes.
What other types of people and so forth and organizations are supporting World Tai Chi Day?
Well, at this point, we had talked to a lot of acupuncture's school, and we are hoping to get more of a big company and corporations involved in this, and like if we can get Nike get involved, and some hospital or medical organizations, if they can get involved, and that would be great, because we do need help on getting this spread and expand.
Now, one of the qualifications for an organization to become involved, especially if they're a Tai Chi or Qigong school, is to facilitate free workshops and teachings and so forth of Tai Chi prior to the event and after the event, correct?
Yes.
And you have been doing this for some time now.
Yes, we've been doing that for some time. So any organization, if they would like to get some free training, and we'll be more than happy to offer it.
I love the way you set that up. be honest with you, because there's, you know, if they want to participate in the event and so forth, you are also bringing it into their communities by saying, hey, do your part by sponsoring free workshops, bring the newcomers into Tai Chi, and do it for free.
Yes.
And do it in a park where there's nature, where you can have that, the combination of nature and the chi flowing and everything. So this is not only happening on this one day in this one place, which is quite phenomenal.
Yes. Actually, in the Chinese community, if in the morning, if you go to the park around the Chinese community, you see a lot of people coming up in the morning and do Tai Chi and exercise. And we would like to take this opportunity of the World Tai Chi Day to tell you know, other community of the Americans society to get up early in the morning and come out and do exercise.
What does Tai Chi do for the body?
Tai Chi do more than just a physical aspect to you know, build up the health of the body. It also have an emotional aspect, because when as you do Tai Chi, you have to focus, you have to concentrate. So therefore, it gives you the benefit of more when you easier for you to make decisions. You know, when you have a problem comes up, because you're more calm, you're more concentrating. So this is just like a practice to increase your concentrations. And of course, the health aspect, because when you're doing Tai Chi, and your muscles speed up the process of the circulations, so therefore your muscle gets healthier. But yet your heart actually need to slow down in order to be healthier. As you do Tai Chi, what you find out, the difference between Tai Chi and other exercises, and you'll be perspiring, but yet you actually feel your heartbeat is not increasing speed. So therefore, and you gain the benefit on both.
So how is it different than other types of exercise, you know, running and things like that? It doesn't increase your heart rate, actually?
Yeah, Tai Chi, if you do it right, it actually, the heart rate is actually dropping, not increasing.
Wow.
Yes.
And yet you are still circulating the blood and
yes.
perspiring and so
That's
forth.
That's right. So you feel good. And as far as feeling is concerned, you know, when you go running, a lot of people get discouraged of running, because after they run for a while, they feel like very, very hard. You know, their heart is jumping really fast,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they don't want to go out the next day. And they press the muscle, you know, because of lack of oxygen. So the next day, especially the next day, you experience like, you know, the muscle is very tired and fatigued, you know. But yet, if you do Tai Chi, since the process is slowly build up, so you do not have that feeling. You do not have the fatigue feeling. And you do feel your muscle is a little tired, but yet you don't feel the fatigue feeling like if you go jogging for 3 miles, you know.
This is why anybody can of any age can do this.
Exactly.
It doesn't require strength or stamina or endurance.
Right.
It's just any age, and it's just movement.
From 6 years old to, you know, 99, 100 years old.
However, and what if you don't know the first thing about it? If you're extremely uncoordinated and don't feel like you can do this, is it easy?
See, that's exactly why you need to come out on World Tai Chi Day. And
there will be lots of others.
Actually, it's an exercise that's very easy to learn. And in a sense, it's easy to learn, but yet, in a sense, there's a lot of details in it, you know. And you'll be aware of your own body more, which is in today's life, we do need that.
Beautiful, yes. It's a centering exercise.
Exactly.
And it allows us to become more aware of our bodies.
Right. Actually, the way that I look at it and Master Yu had looked at it is this is a lifestyle to us, just like brushing our teeth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Is there anything, Master Yu, that you could explain to us that you had, I mean, you obviously had improved your health by doing this. What was that experience like? What was it that was reawakened in your body from doing Tai Chi?
I think from the Chinese medicine, the theory, they talk about our human body have 8 meridians and 12 channels, and also many, many acupuncture points, over 100, like over 300 acupuncture points. So we practice Tai Chi or Qigong, just try to open all those kind of points and also try to flow in the qi in good condition or on the eight channels and eight meridians and 12 channels. And I think this is very good situation. It's no any side effect, not like a Western medicine. Sometimes you this good for this and mm-hmm. you have another kind of bad situation mm-hmm. come. Mm-hmm. So Tai Chi and the Qigong just mostly for you have to practice every day. If you like a, have your meal every day, three times a day. So if you take that practice every day and you can get the benefit. You cannot do today I practice 5 hours. And tomorrow, I don't have time, I stop practice. This, you cannot get any benefit. This for my 48 practice experience. And also for everyone is good for, can practice because it's no age different. So just like Master Ma Kuan talk about, you can from six age to 100 years old. So that's good one. And also different, you have male or female, you can practice, it's good.
Now, what is going to happen on that day? You're going to have, 3,000 people at the Rose Bowl. Do we line up in rows? Do we line up in... How does that work?
What happened is, on that day, when the people first arrived, because we started to receive people at 7 o'clock, and when you first come, you can go around. If you see a master, you can ask questions. And then when 10 o'clock comes, and then we really start the practice, then everybody started to face the stage and do Tai Chi with a master on the stage, follow the master to go through the whole set so that you have a feeling of doing the Tai Chi. Then after you finish the set, and all the master will go to their own stages area, and then they will be demonstrating a different style of Tai Chi or just doing their own thing. And then the public can go around up there and choose whoever they like to learn or to ask questions. And they can go to that stage and ask questions and learn. And and learn more about Tai Chi Chuan.
It gives me chills to think of that moment at 10 o'clock mm-hmm. because of the energy that's going to be circulating
exactly.
the globe at that time. I mean, this is what we've spoken about before on the show. Greg Braden has come on and talked about how when, the mass consciousness and all of that, when it comes together at one point, the energy is so high.
Yeah, you look at the unity of the people in the mm-hmm. world at that moment, and there's no politics, no difference in people, and everything is, we just focus on doing Tai Chi.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's all in the name of peace.
Exactly.
And health, and body movement, and breath,
right.
and silence, and harmony, and all of these things that we're about.
You're blending with nature.
Yes, absolutely. Also joining us is another member of the board of World Tai Chi Qigong Day, Danya Cook Nelson.
Doria,
I'm sorry about
That's
that.
All right.
Doria, hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, what can you tell us about what's going on in that event? This, by the way, I'm going to mention again for our listeners, is on Saturday, this coming Saturday, April 10th, and it is
April 7th.
Yes.
Right. What am I thinking?
You're at 7 to 10.
Sorry.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock and 10 o'clock is the magic hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be finished officially at 1:30. But what I could say is it's like a dream come true. This is a Chinese treasure that has been protected for many years, and it has survived strong. As you can see, it is a treasure to the whole world, as the two people have been speaking before. This is for anyone. This doesn't matter what shape you have, what physical condition you're in. It's about balance and harmonizing what you have. And the dream that's come true is the people who hold this treasure, they're so happy to be able to have another culture, all the other cultures, welcome something that is, it gives somebody a sense of control, a sense that they can merge and belong here on this planet. Things get tough emotionally, professionally, physically, And there's one thing that can't be taken away from you is your Tai Chi or your Qigong practice. And because it balances the body with the mind, then your spirit is relieved. You can have any kind of religion you want or none. It's really for everyone. And I hope this event, we all hope, that's why it's a dream come true. Master Yu, she had events in China. She put these on with thousands and thousands of people. Mm-hmm. And this is like a dream come true to her. You know, the government said, leave China and spread this word for the whole world.
Wow. Yes.
Marvin was here before her, and he was already spreading it, you know. And now, and me, I've been the luckiest American girl to be introduced to the best teachers. And they're so also generous. Everybody who's putting on this event is cut from the same cloth in terms of passing on the legacy of generosity and sharing this treasure.
I am so glad that you said that because, yes, I didn't know who I was sitting in the midst of. This is really an honor. I liked also how on the website, the website, by the way, is www.worldtaichiday.org, and it's spelled TAICHI day.org. I had a misprint on my website earlier, and I fixed that last night. But it is www.worldtaichiday.org. And on there, you state your four intentions for this event, which I think is beautiful, and I'll just quickly tell what they are. One is to educate the world to the profound implications Tai Chi and Qigong can offer for our personal, social, and world health, which is beautiful. The second is to thank the Chinese culture for providing this powerful health science to the world. Third being to improve world relations by joining Tai Chi and Qigong practitioners around the world on this day. So if you are a practitioner of this art, it's a wonderful place to go to promote and to speak to other people in your field. And the fourth is to provide a mighty example of how the emerging power of the internet can be used to promote world cooperation and health, since most of the organization of this event has been done via the internet through their webpage. It's about personal empowerment, and the internet is a powerful enabler. And I thank you very much, Master Marvin Kwan.
Thank you.
Thank you. Master Yu.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Daria. Thank you so much for being getting all the names straight here. World Tai Chi Day again is...
Don't be shy. Mm-hmm. It's all for you. Everybody is so willing to help you at whatever level you are, including a master. We're just happy to see you.
Yes. Wonderful.
That's one thing I want to add is if you worry that you might have to pay a lot of money to learn it, let me tell you, in the morning, in a lot of parks and masters are offering the class for free, because while they are doing the exercise, you just go there and ask them, they'll be more than happy to have you follow them. And so the only thing that you need to do is get up in the morning, go to the park, and start doing it.
I love that. It's free and it's beautiful. And so is the day. It's this Saturday, and it starts at 7 a.m. You can be there.
Yes.
Magic hour is 10 a.m.
Yeah, we'll be there waiting.
At the
raffle.
At the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, we have a raffle going on.
Oh, free subscriptions to magazines that pertain to the subject.
Great. And it's at the Rose Bowl. I haven't mentioned that. You can get all that on the website. Okay. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa.
You are welcome. We will be right back. You are listening to Lisa Garr, and this is Aware.